Welcome to my special quick tip series on leverage. Each day this week, I'll be bringing you a short 5 to 10 minute episode with some of my favorite actionable tactics and bits of strategy aimed at helping you operationalize this idea of leading in a more leveraged way. It can be easy to get lost in the seeming wonkiness of all of this sometimes, but I don't want you to lose sight of the fact that it's all doable. So I'm going to lean in to what that doing looks like in these episodes. Grab a notebook and enjoy. So I want to talk about how to apply the idea of leverage to your finances, and specifically key financial indicators, how to use and think about key financial indicators. So key financial indicators are numbers. They are concrete metrics that organizations use to track, measure, and analyze the financial health of the institution. So imagine you're driving a car. Without a speedometer, a fuel gauge, an odometer, you'd be operating blindfolded. You definitely wouldn't be able to move as quickly, and you might not even get where you're going. Think of KFIs like your financial dashboard. They quickly and easily tell you a story about essential measures of your financial health, things like revenue growth, the efficiency of your expenditures, right? For every dollar you spend, what are you actually getting back for that dollar? And this is one of my favorite benefits of KFIs, they give you insight into your vulnerability to financial cliffs. So they give you sort of a look ahead at where are there going to be dips, right? Where are we particularly vulnerable to cash flow issues, et cetera? So I'm going to walk through the four main types or buckets of indicators here. And I have a much more detailed guide and worksheet inside this month's strategy bundle. It's the Leverage Leadership Strategy Bundle. You can get that at brookritchiebabbage.com/leverage bundle. So I have a guide that goes into much more depth and a worksheet that helps you set up and use your own KFIs, recommendations on reports, etc. So there are four main types of key financial indicators, four sets of numbers that you want on your dashboard. Again, think of these like the odometer, the speedometer, the oil gauge, and the engine light. They all serve different functions, and together they give you a quick and dirty look into different aspects of your finances so that you can act quickly and accurately, which is like the definition, the golden moment of leverage. So the four types are liquidity, stability, fundraising, and mission efficiency. I'm going to define each and give you a quick example. So the first is liquidity. Liquidity directly impacts your organization's ability to respond to new opportunities and, probably more importantly, to adapt to unforeseen budget constraints, things that happen that you didn't know were going to happen. How much money do you have on hand that you can actually allocate? And it's important if you get foundation money that is restricted to understand or to have someone on your team or someone in your network that is looking at your finances that understands the difference between restricted and unrestricted money. Because just looking at money in your bank account doesn't necessarily give you enough insight into your actual liquidity. You could have $200,000 in your account and 90% of that is restricted, which means it isn't liquid, right? If it's restricted to the following year or it's restricted to a particular, for a particular purpose, you can't actually use it. So liquidity is actually how much cash you have that you can use. So one of my favorite measures or KFIs within this bucket is monthly cash on hand. It's a pretty simple one. It's basically the number that helps you estimate how many months of organizational expenses could be covered with your current cash balances. And again, you want to make sure that this is money you can actually use for organizational expenses. Just as I was saying about restricted and unrestricted, just looking at the cash in your account doesn't actually give you enough insight to be strategic about how you spend your money. Using the 200K example again, you could have this 200K in the bank, and it's all unrestricted, right? So it seems like you have this for the next however many months you would need, and you need to know your burn rate here. That's part of this number. It's baked into the monthly cash on hand calculation. But actually, the other thing that's baked into the monthly cash on hand calculation, so to get you this metric, is how much you have in outstanding expenses. So if you have $200,000 in the bank, but you also have $250,000 in outstanding expenses, you don't actually have $200,000 of liquid cash, right? You are not liquid at all. So you need to know how many months of operations your current cash will actually get you, right? It's the relationship between those two things. So that's one indicator within this liquidity bucket, monthly cash on hand. And it isn't just the number in your bank account, right? It's how many months of operations that number will actually get you, accounting for things like restrictions and expenses. So the second bucket is stability. Stability measures the sources and flow of income that impact your ability and sometimes specific programs to actually function. So one of my favorite indicators overall is a reliance ratio. And I love it because it's simple and also tells so much that is so important. When I was running my organization, I found financial vulnerability to be one of the things that kept me up the most, right? So one of the things is like, am I going to raise enough money? But also, like, when is the next cliff coming? When am I going to reach the point where payroll is going to be a challenge, right? How vulnerable are we? And the reliance ratio is one of the indicators of vulnerability or a lack of vulnerability, stability. Specifically, it shows how much of your income is reliant on a particular source, right? So like I said, it's pretty simple. Too much reliance is a sign of instability. So for example, you could look organizationally and say, how much of our overall revenue is coming from foundations versus individuals? How much of our overall revenue is coming from one particular foundation, right? How reliant are we on this one source or limited type of revenue? So being aware of this ratio lets you know how vulnerable you are to that income source going away, right? What is the risk of a major reduction in your income if this thing that you are reliant on, if the source that you're reliant on goes away? So that's why too much reliance is a sign of instability. You may see that instability and say, but actually, there's no way this is going away, right? This is a foundation that we are in year 3 of 5 years. We're over-reliant, but we still have 2 more years to sort of fix this ratio. They're not going anywhere. We're okay. But knowing that, even if you decide that you're okay, is important because it gives you insight into when and how you might need to plan in the future. So the third bucket is fundraising. And these are pretty simple. These are the indicators in this bucket measure how much the organization spends in order to stay solvent, right? And so one of the simplest indicators within this bucket is your fundraising efficiency. This is the average dollar amount raised from every dollar spent on fundraising. So here, you want to look just at the money you spend on fundraising. And sometimes this can be tricky, right? You can look at how much you spent on an event or how much you paid for the time of your staff to prepare for a campaign, right? So what are the inputs, the money that you spent just on your fundraising activities? And then you want to look at how much you raised from those fundraising activities and ask yourself, for every dollar spent, how much are we raising? This helps you determine, are we spending money in the right way? I cannot tell you how many organizations I've worked with, particularly smaller ones, say under $3 million, where every year, they've had some kind of gala or event. And when we actually sat down together and started looking at the efficiency of their expenditures, not just in programs and on staff, but particularly in fundraising, what they realized is, oh, we're upside down on these events, right? When we actually account for the space, the food, the DJ, and this is the kicker, staff time, right? The value of staff time. We spend, say, for every dollar we spend on this gala, we make 10 cents. Or actually, we spent, you know, we made $300,000 on the gala, but when we add it all up, we spent $300,000 to do it, right? So you want to look at this indicator to give you insight. I keep using that word, really laser targeted, focused insight into whether you are leveraging your fundraising dollars the right way. The last bucket is mission efficiency. And I really like this one. I like all of these, actually. I sort of geek out on this stuff all the time. But the mission efficiency one is something that organizations talk about and I like and care about, right? Sort of our values. Are we spending money in ways that reflect our mission and the things that we say we care about? And I guess the reason I like this bucket is it is a way to actually measure that, right? To add a number to it and to quantify it. So mission efficiency indicators measure the extent to which expenses are consistent with your mission and your values, the things that you care about. So you want your analysis here to focus not just on an individual ratio or a specific number, but rather on whether that ratio, right, that number on your dashboard is aligned with your deeper values, right? Does it show that you're prioritizing the things you want to be prioritizing? Do you want to be spending this amount on benefits? Do you want to be spending more on benefits? Do we like the relationship between how much we're spending on programs to how much we're spending on benefits, for example? Why or why not? So I like this bucket because it's actually a trigger for deeper conversations about alignment between money and values. So two indicators, and I know I said one, but here I want to highlight two because I think they go together within this bucket are program efficiency, how much of each dollar spent goes directly into programmatic work, and this one's really important, personnel and benefits efficiency. This measures the percentage of all expenses that are spent on salaries and benefits. Now, I said these go together, and they're often pitted against one another, but they should actually be side by side, right? How much of each dollar goes to programs and to our people? Those two things should be in a dance with one another. They both matter. They are both mission-centric. And so the question here, the analysis here is, do we like these ratios? So those are the four buckets: liquidity, stability, fundraising, and mission efficiency. And setting up, tracking, and reviewing KFIs within these buckets is a simple and powerful way to begin to build an infrastructure that will allow you to apply this concept of leverage to your financial health.